Hot 105 with us this morning from Memorial Healthcare Systems. We have Jen Mosadehi. Good morning. Welcome to Hot 105. How are you today?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
The Tour de Broward. And tell us about this event.
We're in our 7th annual. So on February 28th, we will have our ANF group, Tour de Broward, presented by Invicta Watch Group event. We're in our 7th year, so we're really excited about this. We're really hitting hard in the community, trying to get as many people as we can out there to continue to grow this event for our pediatric patients.
Where is it going to take place?
It's out at Miramar Regional Park. The city's been really good. They've been able to host this event for us since the beginning. The event actually consists of a 100K ride, a 50K ride, a 5K timed run, and a 3K walk. So we have several different events to be able to come out there and have a great time with your family and friends. Those that do have kids, we have one of the best Power of Play kids zones in all of South Florida. So I encourage the families, if you got kids, don't worry about it. Come out to the event, participate. After you run or walk, the kids will be able to spend hours of their time in the kids zone.
Tour de Broward, is this a free event?
No, there are some registration fees, and they range from $15 to $40 to participate. 100% of the proceeds go right back into the program and services, Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital for our pediatric patients.
And what time do you start on Sunday?
Early. We start at 7 a.m. in the morning, and it goes to 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So I encourage everybody. Last year, we had over 5,500 people on site. So we're really hoping that we're able to break the 6,000 threshold and really encourage our Tri-County residents to come on out and support this great cause.
If you want to participate, is this information available on a Facebook page or website?
We do have a Facebook page, and I encourage everybody to visit our website, and it is tourdebroward.com. All the event information, you'll be able to view prior pictures, more information about the Children's Hospital and where the proceeds go. We are promoting our packet pickups, and I do encourage people, because the day of gets quite busy, so I encourage people to join one of our packet pickups after you register so you can get all your goodies ahead of time, and on the day of, you go straight to the start line.
So this event starts at 7 a.m.
Many people will bring their families and friends. The ride starts at 7, the run starts at 8 o'clock, and the walk starts at 9. Anybody and everybody is welcome to come out there. We also have a participant food tent, so all of those participants that ride, run, or walk can definitely go into our food tent afterwards, get a lot of good goodies from our vendors, and watch our great stage entertainment.
Again, this is a fundraiser for Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital.
We want to grow it. When Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital was built, it was built with 4 stories, but it was initially built the ground up to go 8 floors. So we're looking to expand this hospital and continue providing some of the nation's best care to our youth.
And your contact number for more information?
Call 954-905-5633 or visit tourdebroward.com. But I just encourage everybody, if you've participated in prior years, please bring out new people to this event. Share in the fun, share in the support for our pediatric patients.
I hope you hit that 6,000 threshold. With us this morning from Memorial Healthcare System, it is the 7th annual Tour de Broward. We have Jen Mosadehi. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.